So new news with me. I can't get anybody pregnant anymore.
Oh yeah, mazel tov! Yay!
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Fucking so excited.
Happy for you.
Right? Isn't it? Feels.
Wish I could get people
great.
Pregnant, but that's fine.
It's been weird because Adrian isn't on birth control, you know, because Jess can't get people pregnant either. Mm-hmm. And so they haven't really ever used condoms. And so it was kind of a bummer more than me even that like we were using condoms, right?
Yeah.
And so I finally, you know, went and got tested to see if I could get people pregnant. And they were like, nope, like you're good to go. It was funny because like I would go to my doctor, right? And my doctor... I tell him I want to get my sperm tested to see if I can get anybody pregnant. And he looks kind of confused. He's like, is that something you're trying to do? I was like, oh, no. We want this to be bad. We want the negative result, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm hoping for the opposite. Like, I don't want anybody to get pregnant. He's like, oh, okay. So
his eyes wide and he's like, oh my God, did you fucking not know?
So they it was so funny how they talked about it. Cause I was just like, I was kind of disappointed cause I went in ready to jerk off in that doctor's office. I was like getting fucking pumped up. Right. And like, cause you know, I'm imagining I'm going to have to jerk off in a waiting room, like bathroom next to a waiting room and just hear like, Angela, like get called in the back. And I'm just like fucking trying to bust a nut in the fucking, oh, Angela, oh, get your hemorrhoids checked. And so.
Dude, people with like interest, like benign or like banal medical fetishes where they want to give sperm samples in the way so that like.
That's a huge thing. People loving to get like small little medical procedures and things done.
No, I know, but just jerking is that, like that's your thing is giving a sperm sample while people are being called to the front for
see that
medical nonsense.
Yeah, but it was weird how they talked about it because I was ready and my doctor was like, "Well, you don't collect the sample here or the specimen here," and I was like, "Ooh, call it a specimen again." Right. And he was like, you can do that at home or you can go into the lab and take it into the lab within a certain amount of time, or you can do it in the lab. And I was like, okay, word. So I ended up just doing it like the next morning and then running it into a lab like within like 30 minutes. Right. And, but I was kind of disappointed.
Hot sperm.
I didn't like get to make a joke to my doctor where he's like, okay, so you're just going to head out the hall and go to this room on the left. And I'm like, can you tell me to do it, but angrily? Like, can you like make me go, get the fuck down the hall and get in that fucking,
get your ass into the ladies room.
So like, give me that girl jizz.
Wouldn't that be great if doctors really had customer service in this country? They would do stuff
true
like that for
customer
us.
Customer service. So
5 stars.
You know, I go in like with my cum in my purse. I didn't want to just like walk in with like a container because there wasn't a lot. I don't cum a lot anymore, right? And so I go in. I'm like, I'm here to drop off a semen sample. And I'm like, okay, you can wait over there. I was like, bitch, there is a timer on this shit. Like, I can't. Like, I have to like not jerk off for 2 to 7 days before. Yeah, I got to get it in. Like you have to like not masturbate for ejaculate for 2 to 7 days before you take your sample in. I did 4. I hit it right in the middle, right? So they like, all right, you finally call me back like Kevin, because you know that's still my like legal first name. So I'm like walking back and I'm wearing this same outfit almost, like this shirt with no bra. And like the nurse is like, oh, hey, Kevin, how are you doing, sir? I mean, she like looks at my paper and the doctors fucked up my paperwork. They put female on it instead of male. Like we always leave things as male because it's better with insurance. I can get more shit done under male, right? It covers more. If a sperm sample, it's problematic when like you see female, but they're trying to cover it under your insurance, right?
Yeah.
She was like, oh, well, that's odd. They wrote female here. And in my head, like, you know, I thought about trying to correct and explain everything. But I was like, you know, it's this nice old lady at this like lab, right? At a CPL. And I was like, it's fine. You know, sometimes the boobs throw people off, you know? And I like did
so
like
tried to make it simple for her.
Yeah, I was just like, you know, sometimes the boobs and I like held my boobs when I did it and like jiggled them for a second. She's like, oh, ha ha ha, you know. She's like, well, I'll just cross it out and like write it there. I was like, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So you're saying then, you were passing as a male who just has man boobs?
No, I'm saying like I clearly wasn't passing as a male.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I wasn't even going to try and like be like, well, actually, I'm trans. And so this is what's going on.
Well, but don't you think she probably got it by
that? Well, let me finish.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're sitting there. She's like, yeah, I'll just do that. I was like, it is. It's like I go by Austin, which is my middle name. And, you know, female technically isn't incorrect, but just legally. And she's like, oh, okay. You know, I did that little explanation, okay. Right? But I did the boob thing just at first, just to make it easy.
Yeah.
Because it's at certain points, like with doctor shit, it's like, dude, I don't need to tell you a life story and get caught up in some technicality where you're not going to like do some shit for me because I'm trans or because it's going to technically there's not a rule invented yet for me.
Yeah, right.
So I'm just going to make a joke.
There is no right answer for this.
Yeah, I'm going to make a joke and get you to do what I need you to do. Right. Right. And so she's sitting there, we're filling this out, and I like gave it. She was like, tell me I could go take the collect the specimen somewhere else. I was like, oh, I took care of that already. Here you go. She's like, oh, okay, thank you. And then she was like, so how long
wait, how
this?
Old was she? Oh, I'm imagining she a sweet white haired lady.
That's exactly who this was. And, she, you know, she was a little like chunkier, yeah, cute lady, cute scrubs, like probably in her like early 60s.
Okay, 60s.
You know, yeah.
Yes, like, all of our mom's age. Great.
And so it was just like, yeah, she's really sweet, had a nice deep southern accent. Like, and she was like, oh, you know, talking. I was like, how's your day been going? Good, blah, 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 blah. She's like, so how long does all of that take? Like, how long does it really take to get through that? And I was like, oh, it's like you're all curious that, and learning, yeah. Right?
And she feels comfortable asking you questions because you're being cool.
Yeah, and it's like, look, it's like, I know that this isn't the correct way to ask it, but I was like, oh, you know, I was like, I've been doing this for about...
correct
you
know, way.
At first she asked, like, how long I've been doing it. And she's like, oh, so how long have you been doing this for? Like, it's my job. And I was like, oh, you know, but coming up on, like, 2 years medically, but been doing it for about 3 or 4. She's like, oh, so how long does the whole thing take? I was like, really different times for everybody. You know, it takes a while, but most people say like 4 years is really where you hit your like stride. And that's kind of where you're at, like the place you're going to be.
Hit your stride. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like where you're kind of going to, that you're going to hit cruising altitude at 4 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Ish, give or take a year. Surfing. Some people sooner, some people later.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had that nice little interaction, gave her my girl jizz. Like yeah. She fixed it. And then like
my girl dick jizz.
Yeah. A couple
you.
Days later, found out I couldn't get anybody pregnant. And I also got on PrEP and found out I'm completely STD free. And so I'm just like, I could come in anybody I want right now, and there is no danger to them. I can't get anyone pregnant. That's I can't good. Give anyone
clean,
STDs.
Clean.
Yeah.
Useless cum.
Clean, useless cum. This is the Gender Fluids Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Ava Smart, a 26-year-old trans girl and bottom-leaning switch.
And I'm Ariel Isaac Norman, a 32-year-old boy lesbian, for now. And we're bringing you the only queer podcast that isn't super gay.
Gender Fluids is a podcast about all the sex and all the people. You can follow us on Instagram at Gender Fluids Podcast. On Twitter, we're at Gender Fluids Pod. Our email is genderfluidspodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to support us on Patreon, you can find us at patreon.com/genderfluids. Enjoy the episode, y'all. What was also wild about it is that I hadn't fucked since Riley died, and I was gonna go over to Adrian and Jess's that night. Not the night I gave the sample, but like a day and a half later when I got the results, or
you
day
got the
late,
results, yeah.
The next day, yeah,
yeah.
And I was like, it took them a while to get it because their computers were down the day I brought it in. I should have got them day of, but they had a backlog. So I called them 2 or 3 times because I was like, I want to fucking know before I get over there. Like, I'm like,
that's
I don't,
funny.
You know, I don't want to go over there and use a condom when I don't have to. Yeah. Right. And so
it's so funny. Trans girl. She likes you. She's like, man, she keeps calling. She really,
she really needs to know now. And so like, you know, I get to Adrian's and like we fuck like without a condom for the first time. Also the first time fucking after Riley died.
Pretty good.
I came so hard. It was just like a deep emotional coming, but also physical sensation plus an intimate, like I can fucking come inside you now.
Yeah.
It's like a wild thing to get to do. And it's changed the sex game, man.
Yeah.
It just changed, like, I don't think I've ever had sex with somebody without a condom while being this far into hormones, you know? And it, like, my sensations are different. The way I think about it and feel it are different.
You get to be a woman who comes into another woman. God, I wish I were a trans
woman. I mean, I was
woman.
I was on hormones and, like, was in transition, right? When I, like, fucked that, like, other trans girl, like, over a year ago now, right?
Yeah.
But it was, like, I was, like, still what I would consider earlier on in it where I hadn't figured out the sensations of my body yet, so I couldn't really lean into them. I could have them, but they were very overwhelming in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And it almost to a point where it was distracting. Like, I couldn't fully enjoy them. They were so much. Now I'm at a point where it's like I can fucking lean into them and like really like sink into like those feelings, like that heightened like sense of like pleasure in a weird way. And it's fucking.
Well, yeah, dope. But also like to be able to come into a woman's vagina is like an extra thing because it's everything we evolved to do to make babies. And it's just like, happy for you. But like you get to be a woman who comes inside a woman's vagina, whatever. And it's, I'll never be able to have that experience.
Yeah.
So fuck you and everybody else. It's just like, it sucks because it's just like, it makes me feel like, you know, my mom thinks that it's an inherent like part of the human experience for a man and a woman to be together. And the way she means that, you know, a male bodied and a female bodied.
Yeah.
Person. She probably doesn't even care that much about gender, their gender identities. My mom probably agrees with me. Eh, who cares? I'm not talking about your gender identities.
I just want
I'm talking about a penis
and, that pussy
and a vagina.
And
that's what belongs
involved.
Together. Those two personalities have to figure out how to somehow get along, even though they really don't want to. Like, that's how my parents describe like heterosexuality versus homosexuality and like why homosexuality is wrong is because God wants us to go through the challenge of heterosexuality, by which he's talking about dick and vagina people. And so it's funny because like that is the one thing where like I can't have that experience with someone that I'm in love with unless I fall in love with a penis man
or a penis person. What if you fall in love with a penis woman? What if you find a trans woman that
right.
like, you know,
or there's that. Right.
I know you don't like us or our bodies, but like maybe one will sneak in and change.
That's what that's what that DMT flashback is about. Fuck.
What?
Oh, that one where like, didn't I tell you about this? How one day it was when I was over at your place, maybe a month or so after the DMT, maybe a couple, where I like, I was in the restroom for a little while and I was like in this headspace where in like this DMT loop where like, I realized that like if you and I ever had sex, that would be the universe like jumping the shark and that or something. It would like end this little game that we're playing. Like that's how to like
what little I don't know what you mean. What little game? Us or humanity?
Like that's
playing?
What the universe. Like sometimes my brain creates stories about like what's really going on in the universe and I become very sure of the nature of reality. But it'll be some. It's like very strange, like psychedelic craziness. And so the thing that it was deciding right then was that. The true nature of the reality is that if you and I ever have sex, that'll end things. Anyway, I told an audience this the other day. They seemed to like start to get like not trust me about like transphobia stuff. And I was like, let me just tell you about my best friend who I was having this DMT. I gained back the cool ones in the crowd. Anyway, I think that was in Jacksonville.
this that's house show. Hilarious.
It was kind of like, it was cool. Except I realized now like I couldn't get that like elaborate with them because this is a house show and there's a lot of visibly queer people and they're too well lit and we're all packed in together. So I shouldn't have done as they were a pretty good sports
that's
considering.
Fine. I just love that us fucking is an apocalyptic event. Like that makes me, that's so fucking metal.
Well, it just has to do with this, right? That I do think I still have this idea from my mother, from whatever mythological things that it penis and vagina person do belong together. And so it's like, oh, okay, you know, but does it have to be like true love? This is like a Disney film.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm realizing where there's like a Disney film of like, Anyway, I have a lot of weird stories in the back of my brain.
I get that though, because I like, you know, I have my whole breeding fetish, right? Like where I'm really into breeding. I like the idea. Breeding is one of the few things that I'm a true switch in. I'm still bottom leaning, uh-huh. but like I love the idea of I don't care so much about the pregnancy part. That's lesser so in all of uh-huh. it. I just like the act of breeding. So it's like I have fantasies of like being tied to like a breeding post and like
but
having.
What does breeding mean if not like, trying to get someone pregnant?
I mean that's the end goal, but I'm saying the pregnancy gestation part of it.
Oh, you're not thinking about that part. It's just that we evolved to like find such pleasure in the moment
but I'm
of
saying
coming.
There are a lot of people that are into that part also, right?
Yeah.
So I can get there sometimes, but mostly what I'm into is like the idea, of just being like tied to a pole or in some sort of stocks situation, and just being bred by different like bulls or studs or whatever, sure. right? And then also like I can get into the idea of breeding other people, right? Of like being that person that's like just been, it's still from a bottoming situation. Like in my head, it's like I've been trained to do this. I uh-huh. like my whole purpose is just like I'm just this tool that needs to breed this other prized like human or whatever I'm imagining we are at that time, right? And so like in getting to fuck Adrian without a condom, that it definitely the idea of procreation and like the a possibility of it, like there's nothing physically stopping me, right? Like a condom is a physical object that stops that thought from really taking hold. Mm-hmm. With that gone, I can definitely get into it,
right?
You know, and I mean, it's hot. It is that like coming inside somebody is just sexy to me. Like I love cream pies. I love giving them and receiving them. Like, you know, just. Like I said, I got on prep. Yeah, I ended up getting on prep too. I got on prep because I want someone to blow a load in me so badly.
I mean, I really feel like this must be why I'm so like repulsed by semen. Is the same way like a kind of closetedly somewhat gay or bisexual man is like super homophobic. Like I'm obviously like this is something that I have cut out of my life. And so therefore I have to find it repulsive or else I would kind of be more jealous of
the fact that you don't get it?
The benefits of heterosexuality. Yeah. I mean, I really think that that's kind of what it is. And so it's like, ooh.
I mean, it's kind of, I mean, you could think of it as a benefit, but it's kind of a benefit in the same way that like being raised religious can make sex more fun, right? It's just like, that's just, it's not like a, I'm better than you benefit. It's just like a, well, since we have this risk of, I could get somebody fucking pregnant on accident and that could be really bad for me. But at the same time, I could like intentionally get someone pregnant and the ability to procreate, the realistic ability of it is still there.
Right. I mean,
you could imagine
it
with a dildo that somebody's coming inside you and put fake cum in you, but you know, it's not an actual like, dick coming into you, right?
Yeah, so I mean, and that's part of why I think people get these phalloplasties and stuff is like, you know, you're trying to get as close as you can towards certain things, you know, and I get that.
Makes sense.
Maybe someone will make a really good, and maybe they already have made a really good strap-on dildo thing for this, and I haven't even looked into
it. Oh, sure.
If anyone has and you'd like to sponsor this podcast by giving me one, I will definitely talk about your product on here.
Wait, it didn't send us another picture?
On the Genophilies page, it did.
No, it didn't. Not of itself. Oh, there it is. Oh, thank God. I was just going to be very angry. It took a second to load. I was just like, this fucking thing. I was going to call it a bitch, but it doesn't even deserve that. Dildo gun? Close, but not the same. But cute. What? I like it. Golden dildo gun.
They have different colors.
I love this new picture. Love this new picture. Oh, it did so good. Holy shit. Okay, that's not like endearing to you at all. Like, that's such a good body con kind of like head to toe tight with almost as if it's like it's a very thin like mesh tight going like from like toe to torso. But the pattern that it has in it is kind of leopard print. It's almost like it's making a leopard print with the mesh, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it matches its cock cage so well. Okay, yeah, because here's the thing. I told it, I was like, hey, also, we need another picture of you just to check that you're still caged. Be sure to doll yourself up a bit. And mm-hmm. it asked, yes, miss, I'll send one as soon as it gets home today, a little after 4:00. And it also asked me privately, it was like, and like a message from me that says like, what do you mean by dolled up? I was like, do whatever you think I mean by it. You know, it did well. I hadn't really indulged in it. Yeah. It's going in the right. This is how I would like to see it more often. You know, I don't know if it wears clothes out to work or whatever, or around its like house, but like, if it could keep something like this on at all times, because I might just ask for spontaneous, like, I don't know. I don't know if I want you to do that at all times yet. I don't know if you deserve to look this good all the time yet. You know, I think it needs some more time just to stew and not looking this badass all the time. I love that. Yeah, but someday it might get to wear this under its normal clothes. And it does send us a picture of the largest ice block ever every day.
Oh, it's a huge ice block. Well, it's also sent me pictures. It's much more shaved now.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate that.
It's like our child starting to favor you and your preferences. We might have some negotiations between us. Like, okay, let's make it more hairy.
Well, I don't care for that outfit, so.
You don't? Okay, I'll let you keep it shaved as long as I get that outfit.
Fine.
Because that's definitely more the direction I prefer.
Okay. I liked it the other day, though. I was asking, I can't remember how it came up, but I realized that, like, oh, it gets hard because I was asking, oh, so you get in pain whenever you get hard and you have to, like, try to get rid of your erection because otherwise, you know, and he's just, and it just lives in this world of, like, always being in denial. You're always turned on by not being able to be turned on. And so I'm just like realizing how frustrating that is. And then realizing that there is a thing that is being turned on because of me. And it's like, oh yeah, it's getting hard right now.
Because of me.
And I'm like, oh, well, I love this.
This might be the first truly intimate fetish experience you've had with the cishet man.
True. Mm-hmm.
Where you're also getting some sort of pleasure from it.
Sure. Yeah, it feels good.
The closest you can come to fucking like a dude
just like, yeah, I just want to know that you're getting hard.
Not fucking
you're
it.
Getting
yeah.
hard about me. Yeah. And then you can't do anything about it? That's great. Yes, I feel very powerful.
We're really living the life of Peter.
I know. Sorry, I have to keep borrowing your key because I did yoga at my wife's house, or my wife's place, and so
wife soon to be second
yes,
ex-wife,
my future second ex-wife's place, and so, and then she texted me when I left for California, yeah. Or like the day before I left, she was like, "Oh, you left this key here. Like, do you need it?" And I was like, "I mean, if you have time to swing by, I would love to have it with me, but don't." Trouble yourself, you know. And I was disappointed because then she didn't bring it by. But I was just like, well, I'm sad that I don't get to like bring this key to California. Oh, that's probably a good thing because if it had come up around the girl's family, that's not ideal for
was
me to have to
key hanging around your neck. Gym key can't lose it. Expensive fine.
You know what? I really should have thought about taking this off before I met anyone. Yeah. No. So I wouldn't have been able to wear it that much on that trip anyway. Maybe at Pride though, it would have been kind of fun. But well, it would have been fun at Pride. So that sucked. But then at the same time, it's kind of cute that my future second ex-wife has been holding on to this thing's cage key unbeknownst to her. And I was like, no, please don't trouble yourself to bring me this cage key. If she ever like found out what it was, I mean, she would have asked and I would have told her and then, yeah.
Okay, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back with some more fun shit. Hey y'all, thanks for listening. If you like the podcast and want to leave us a review, please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review like this one.
I enjoyed the review from Creamy Pussy, 5 stars. It's called Oh Yeah, Just Like That. Excellent and thought-provoking content that can make anyone, no matter what your fetish is, feel a little less alone and a little turned on. Wink.
Perfect. Give us more stuff like that.
Yeah.
Head on over to Apple Podcasts and drop us a review. Thanks. Okay. I'm just like, I honestly didn't think about the fact that I was like going on a date tonight when I was like, let's just casually take a quarter
hit of acid.
And I was just like, I don't know why I was like, oh yeah, we'll just like have this night together, just like night together, just like fucking pack in and like being a little goofy. And then like Adrian came over and they were like, so are you excited for your date thing tonight? I was like, oh fuck, honestly, I forgot I was doing that until you told me about that and didn't think about it when I took that acid earlier. So
that's the best way.
I don't know how this is gonna go. I've never been on a date on acid before.
Really?
No.
Have I? I don't know. Probably not. That's fun.
And like, I'm not tripping hard, but I'm definitely on acid, you know?
I think this, if any chick who, okay, sorry, the dogs are begging at my feet. any chick who is like cool enough to hang with you is probably going to be pretty chill about you just being like, I definitely started moving and decided on a whim to take a quarter hit of acid.
Should I be upfront about it?
Totally be upfront about it.
She's got a motorcycle
or something, right?
She calls herself a degenerate and she drives a motorcycle.
She calls herself a degenerate on her Tinder profile. I think she's going to be fine with you showing up having semi-accidentally done acid.
Look, I know we were like messaging this morning, but I like got distracted. Okay,
sorry, and I was playing with accidentally.
Accidentally. Sorry, accidentally.
I had an accidental incident. I'll stop.
So it'll be interesting. I thought about just not telling her and just like trying to be chill, because like then I don't want her to be like the whole time being like, well, you okay? We want to get out of here. How are you feeling? I don't want to like get into that weird acid subjective space where like you get all words are hard, you know? And you're like, well, you know, I'm just, okay, so I,
okay, but
oh,
wait,
fuck, how am I? Yeah.
What time is it now?
It is 6:05.
Oh,
I have to be there in 2 hours.
Okay, but you
I like how in your head you were trying to strategize for a second and then it was just that.
What time did we take it?
I don't remember.
Here's
the thing. I've been making mushroom tea all day, so I've kind of inhaled some mushroom steam. I don't know if that can.
I don't know. This is just stronger. This is a stronger quarter hit than I would have thought. it's fine. I'm not getting much done in the move, but I've been doing a lot of emotional work. It's very important. Talk to my best friend we talked about drugs and addiction. Talk to my wife who's going through her shit, and then I called Wayne the farmer, my mystery man who sends me packages and is probably dying or dead. Anyway, it's been a big day. What were we talking about?
Acid. It's a stronger
how you're gonna show
you
up. Yeah, how you're gonna show up on this date. Well, yeah, because I'm trying to decide whether you should just be yourself on acid a little bit at first and just kind of be like, hey, you know how I'm fun right now? Some of that's...
Yeah, the way I was thinking about rolling it out, if I did, would be like, we're there, we get a drink, we talk for a second, and then like if I'm getting a good vibe, like, hey, can I be real for a sec? So earlier, I took like... I was like cleaning and found like a half hit acid and I split it with my roommate. So I'm like kind of low key on acid right now. Like just the like,
yeah, it was right when the girl was getting ready for work actually. So it was probably 2 PM when we decided 1:30 to 2 PM. So but you'll be on the other side.
Oh yeah. I'm already like not that deep in.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you'll be ready. So all this stuff about, like, you'll probably be very personable and able to.
You're right. It'll probably just be the positive after effects. I'm hoping this is going to be a good thing.
Yeah.
We'll see. Give me that bong. man, I did make a bunch of mushroom tea. So we're going to find some fun way to do it. Maybe we'll have like a housewarming party, but just have it be like a mushroom tea party.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, tea party. That should be the new tea party. We all do mushroom tea together. That's the entire platform. Let's see what shakes out.
Woo! It was big. I love the mushroom tea idea though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let's have a party.
Yeah, we're the new tea party.
We all do shrooms.
We just do shrooms together.
And after a while, everyone just kind of agrees on making the world a better place. It's interesting. It's a pretty good party, actually.
uh, I just hope the tea I pick to flavor it with is good. Otherwise, it's just going to be like a fuck ton of
Dude, if I have to drink it as medicine, I'll drink it as medicine.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking the mushroom tea for the taste experience.
I would just, I hadn't in my past until I just had some that was delicious, where it was like, I just wanted it on in a glass of like with ice, like by itself. Just and it was like, this is like a sitting on a front porch, like with on a swinging chair, like, you know, in the afternoon, like sipping mushroom swing tea type chair. Of thing. Like, what did you call like that?
Just enjoying your attempt.
Porch swing?
Porch swing.
Yeah. Porch swing, swinging chair. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those swinging chairs.
So we're supposed to record.
What are we talking about?
No, we're supposed to do. You said you want to do show stuff.
Oh yeah, you want me to try to promote my shows?
Well, if you want to try and do it, yeah.
Okay, hey guys, come to my shows this weekend. I have one show on Friday called Backyard Sluts X, Backyard Sluts 10, in other words. And it's at 604 Fairfield Lane, and it's a dirty themed show with a bunch of great comics in town.
And what time does that start?
8 o'clock. And there's a RSVP on Eventbrite that you can do. And like, you can find that on my Instagram at selfawareal. There you go. That's everything.
Although neither of those things are required.
Neither of those things are required. You can show up. There'll be snacks and shit. BYOB. There may be some free alcohol. There's probably going to be some free whatever.
Mushroom tea.
There could be some mushroom tea. Some perfectly legal mushroom tea. Yep. See you there, everybody.
Okay, what's your second show? You said two shows.
Yeah. Oh, my second show. Okay, so that's Friday the 21st. So on Friday the 21st, go to Backyard Sluts X at 8 at 604 Fairfield Lane. I'm just, in case it's easier for you in some kind of editing situation, okay. Where, and then on Saturday, June 22nd at 10 o'clock is my show off script at the Fallout Theater, where we do stand up and you're encouraged to heckle and I give you prizes if you heckle, and there's free pizza.
So come to that.
So come to that. It's so much fun.
Okay. So, here's,
hold on. Let me let this little,
no, I'm, you know, I'm just going to, well, okay. Folks, fuck. I'm on just enough acid that this is hard. Guys, we have two shows coming up in Houston. You should buy tickets to both of them. They're wonderful and very different shows. The first show we're doing is June 28th. It's at the Secret Group. It's at 10 p.m. And Ariel and I are in what's called the Headliner Series. So we're going to be headlining and doing a show there. That's just stand-up, just regular old us telling jokes stand-up. So if you like the podcast, you'll probably love that show. It's going to be a lot of fucking fun. You can find tickets for that on the Secret Group's website. The second show, June 29th, it's a Gender Fluids live show. We're doing the podcast live in Houston, again, at the Secret Group. You can get your tickets on the Secret Group's website. That's at 10 p.m. on June 29th. So fucking come on out. Come be weird with us. Get weird with us, Houston. Oh, that was okay.
Well, are we ready to do a fetish?
Yeah, I don't have one, though.
Well, have we ever done conjoined twins?
No. Oh, dude, I am all about that. I know. I mean, here's the thing. It's just like, how do you, it depends on, how do you split your FaceTime?
What?
That's my main concern. Like, yeah. If we're making out, because I had to do that with two real people, right?
Yeah.
You know, if we're together, at least in this situation, I'm dating Adrian, and for just kissing is a lot more intimate than like sex is. So we don't kiss as much, right? But I'm just thinking, if there's two faces right there, are you counting in your head like 1, 2, 3?
No, you can just feel it. It's like with boobs, you know, you spend about the right amount of time with each one because you love them both. Why would, if they're like identical conjoined twin, or conjoined twins are always identical, right? You ever get like a you never get a no, right? Science, check in.
I mean, that's so.
Why are there more movies and stuff about conjoined twins?
I think probably because it is a little fetishistic, just to like, you know, it's like inspiration porn in somebody's life like that, right?
Yeah, but we just never stopped humans before.
No, but it's a little bit more explicit when it's just like, you can at least like tell yourself you like the blind side, not just because it's about a white lady making a black kid feel a little bit better about himself. Like, but with a conjoined twin, that's exactly why you're watching it. Like, that's 100, there's no way around that. You're like, yeah, that person has two heads and none of us do. That is why we're all here. You know?
Well, it doesn't have to be so much of a sex. And we, like, that's
no,
not...
fetishism isn't necessarily about sex, least in an academic setting. Also, like, a fetishistic relationship to a thing is like an adoration, not just adoration, but it's like it's a focus and emphasis of pleasure driven from on one specific thing, right?
Right. But I mean, there's got to be already, first of all, movies and memoirs that exist, but it's like, it's obviously a potentially something that will teach us a lot about the human experience and ourselves and everything.
I agree. So yeah. No, I'm just saying that's why it will never get made, though.
We'll see. There's got to be. But that's hot, dude. I love the idea of just pure polyamory with two heads, and then I'm like, do you two vaginas, two like one vagina, like,
yeah, how do conjoined twins fit into the polygamy laws? Because like, if a conjoined twin gets married, is like only one head
the
married?
Other one's like,
it's like, well, because they have different names, you know, you have two names, so legally it's two and a half.
I think they do. I mean, I've heard of that, like, but they get married and then
I know, but it's just like, you know,
so
there's
got
to be some legal case where it's like, Your Honor, the rest of us should get to enjoy the same privilege that these conjoined twins do.
Yeah, if they have one vagina, especially, like, if it's one vagina and two brains, like, it's just like, I feel like that just erases a bunch of different laws, you know, like they're just not applicable to that situation.
I mean, incest laws right out the door.
Yeah. You just are fucking... I mean, that's kind of cool. Man, I hope it exists a lot. It's just so fascinating.
Yeah, there are a lot of legal issues that seem to come up there. Mm-hmm. I think we haven't exploited it enough.
No, I just... Yeah, and I just... Sorry, I'm just so caught up on how hot it would be.
Oh,
to
yeah,
be fucking,
I would love that.
Two brains and there's one body. You know what I mean?
You talk about some headspaces. Two brains, one body, and you're like with it.
You're making
it?
Love to both of them?
With them? It should be with them. I shouldn't say with it. That's kind of fucked up.
Oh, yeah. That's.
I don't know why it came out that way.
Yeah. You're making love to both of them through one body. Because it's wild to be making love to someone through their body. That's just like wild. So to make love to two brains
through one
body. Wow. I want to fucking join twins. If there's any... listeners, or anyone who knows
conjoined
a listener,
twin listeners out there,
listener, yeah, send them our photos and see if they want to fuck either of us. I assume you'd fuck them.
I wonder if there's ever been a conjoined twin case where one side has decided to transition.
Tight. Changing the decor over here. I didn't want to live in a pink neighborhood. Oh, I love it. Well, I think they're all identical,
but that just means they look like fraternal twins afterwards.
I know, but so, like, because a lot of times with identical twins, maybe you're both going to be trans now. Not always, but yeah, maybe you're both going to be trans. But, you know, there's these mirror twins where you're identical, but a quarter of all identical twins are mirror twins. So they're like opposite on a bunch of stuff, like being gay, typically. Like those twins that the girl and I know. So I'm just thinking, yeah, if you had mirror conjoined twins, does that happen?
Probably.
And one's trans. Oh, Let's make a documentary. We need to find these people
right now.
Hopefully they exist.
Hopefully they write us in.
Hopefully someone find us.
I mean, it does like draw into these are the questions the great philosophers never pondered. Like, mm-hmm. what does it mean to have sex with one body but two brains? What does it mean about like the perception of pleasure and our subjective experience? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
It is wild. Or if you were like not into one of them and you were like, you stop enjoying this. Because if they're not in the right sex headspace, they're really not going to enjoy the sex. So then if only two of you are getting along and you really could have sex and be like, this is only for her, not for you. You don't enjoy this. And because they'd be in a bad mood, they wouldn't be getting the pleasure. They would just be like annoyed and tickled and it would be awful for them. And you could make love to the person who you were getting along with.
Yeah. But would it be like a battle of the wills though, where it's like the bad sensations are sending the, no, I don't like this, like signals to the vagina
and then
or
they
whatever.
Just start getting into it.
But
like,
the good sensations are also going down there. And so it's like a battle between which one wins. And it's like, what if this side wants to come real bad and this side ends up coming? Does the other person experience an angry orgasm?
There's so many possibilities. You know,
like if I'm imagining I'm like a trans, like, you know, like both, mm-hmm. I'm just, cause I put me in every situation. So I'm just like, okay, both sides, trans girl, conjoined twin. Like if I'm really angry, I can feel their goodness at the same time physiologically.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's someone's fucking my ass real good, do I have like angry anal orgasms? Just
hopefully.
That sounds amazing. Fuck?
That's sick. I know people are going to be upset because like conjoined twins have all kinds of different body brain situations. And we're really talking about a very particular one. We're an extremely healthy, like, where does the body start here? Like, it's from the chest. It's now splitting. Like the Greek kind of mythological like version of a conjoined twin, you know, like that's not always what it's like. I don't know if some people have two clits and two assholes, so that might be tight.
Yeah. No, there are people that are like that. Right.
Right.
Where there's a lot of organ replication or duplication. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, yeah, there are people with like two separate vaginas and things like that, right? Mm-hmm. What if you had two vaginas but on like two different like period cycles, and so you had two different periods a month?
No, but wait, a lot of stuff is like the left side of the brain is like the right stuff and the right is the left, so it's like, like
you
what if the brain and the vagina were on the other, you know?
Well, is it theirs because it's on their side, or if you're experiencing it, is that yours?
Lobes, how are their lobes wired? Oh man, so many questions. I need to know more conjoined twins. Please find them and send them to us.
I have a feeling
I want to get high with some conjoined twins on dinner fluids. That's what we need for guests.
Oh god!
Just interview Ariel. Conjoined twins for like 6 months about their sex lives. What?
That would be the way we would fuck, though. It's like we had a conjoined twin. If we had conjoined twins here, and it's like we would never fuck. And they were like, we're down to fuck y'all. We would never fuck each other except in that moment, because we would have a look in our eyes where it's like, this will never happen again. This is our shot. We have to do this.
Conjoined twins, and that's how the universe ends. Oh no, gender fluids destroys the universe. The Bill and Ted movie where someone stops us from fucking these conjoined
twins
together.
But it's like, I know, but as that happens, conservatives everywhere have like a like collective orgasm, like, we were right. They did end it all.
Rush Limbaugh starts talking about these queers who are going to fuck conjoined twins together. And now if we fuck, that's going to end the world. Oh my God.
I would really love could make a Bill for and Ted an movie. Apocalyptic prophecy to center around me.
Yes, 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 yes. Rush Limbaugh's out of ideas. Tell him about the ginger.
Yeah, can podcast. Somebody tell Rush Limbaugh to listen to us?
Our podcast has to be a sign of the times. Like, easily, this is what they're referring to in Revelations.
Hail Satan. let's get this world to end in.
Throwing norms and mores out the window. Fighting the Lord's wrath. This has been another NPR production out of Safe Space Studios.
We're broadcasting on 66.6 FM. That's KFUX. Peace.
Ciao.
I'm Janish Meeting, a native writer and comedian, and I'm thrilled to announce that my podcast, Woman of Size, has found a permanent home on the Hoo Ha Ha Network. On Woman of Size, I talk to artists, writers, activists, and thinkers about their big-ass lives, their big-ass experiences, and their big... asses. Woman of Size is
plus size,
Latina,
flawed,
curvy,
baby, thick, queen,
queer,
fat,
black,
disabled.
So come take up space and subscribe to Woman of Size on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen. Be big, baby.
This has been a Hoo Ha Ha podcast.